Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, we'll be listening to the mid-1960s music of Nina Simone, a singer and pianist who blended jazz, soul, blues, and pop into an intoxicating musical brew. It's Four Women, Nina Simone, tonight on Nightlights. Nina Simone with her composition For Women from the 1966 Phillips album Wild is the Wind, and also reissued as part of a collection called For Women, the Nina Simone Phillips recordings, which we'll be featuring tonight on Nightlights, the mid-1960s recordings of Nina Simone, who sang and played piano and died just last year at the age of 70. Nina Simone, who hasn't really ever been able to be pinned down in terms of her genre. She often, if you go look for her in a record store, you'll often find her under jazz, but she's also considered to be kind of blues, soul, pop, and folk all kind of mixed together. And these Phillips recordings, which came out as a box set just last year, are considered by a lot of people to be Nina Simone at her peak. So we'll be sampling from all seven of the albums that she released for the Phillips label in the mid-1960s. Right now, we're going to go to some music from the first disc of the album, that or the box set, which includes a song by Willard Robeson, Don't Smoke in Bed. And this one, a civil rights song, Nina Simone, famous for the tune Mississippi Goddamn. This is another song that she co-wrote, not quite as well known, but a pretty forceful song in its own right. This is Old Jim Crow. You're listening to Nina Simone on Nightlights.
It's all over now. Oh, Jim Crow, you know it's true. When you hurt my brother, you hurt me too. Oh, Jim Crow, don't you know it's all a note on his dresser, and my old wedding ring with these few
goodbye words. How can I sing goodbye, old sleepyhead? I'm packing you in, like I said. Take care of everything. I'm leaving my wedding ring. Don't look for me.
Nina Simone doing Willard Robinson's Don't Smoke in Bed, and we also heard her performing a song that she co-wrote with Jackie Alperer and Ron Vandegrift called Old Jim Crow. That originally appeared on an album on the Philips label called Nina Simone in Concert. It was recorded in 1964, and came out last year as part of a 4-CD set that we're featuring tonight on Nightlights called Four Women, the Nina Simone Phillips recordings. Well, Nina Simone represents to me in a lot of ways the convergence of musical cultures that occurred in the 1960s. I was talking earlier about how she really did just about any kind of style, jazz, blues, folk, pop, soul, all of these things kind of finding a home in Nina Simone's canon. And you really hear that too if you listen to the music she recorded in the late 60s and early 70s for the RCA label. But again, it's the Phillips label where a lot of people think she just really hit her stride as an artist. And one of the songs we're going to hear coming up is a song called Sea Line Woman. It actually was a bit of an underground hit a couple of years ago. It was revived by some DJs. And before that, a song that was recorded by the Animals and turned into a big hit by them after Nina Simone recorded it. This is Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood, Nina Simone on WFIU.
Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel? When everything goes wrong, you see some bad. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. You know, sometimes, baby, I'm so carefree with a joy that's hard to hide. And then sometimes again it seems that all I have is worry. And then you're bound to see my other side. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. If I seem edgy, I want I never mean to take it out on you. Life has its problems, and I get more than my share. But that's one thing I never mean to do, 'cause I love you. Oh, baby, I'm just human. Don't you know I have faults like anyone? Sometimes I find myself alone regretting some little foolish thing, some simple thing that I've done. 'Cause I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Don't let me be misunderstood. I try so hard, so please don't let me be seems. Sea Lion Woman, Sea Lion Woman, dressed in red, make a man lose his head. Sea Lion Woman, Sea Lion Woman,
black dress on for $1,000 she wailed and she moaned. See that woman wiggle, wiggle, purr like a cat, wink at a man and he winked back. Now I'm tired to see that woman empty his pockets and wreck his days, make him love her and shoot my way. And she wreck his days, and she make him love her, then she shoot fly away. She got a black dress on for $1,000. She wail and she moan.
Nina Simone doing Sea Line Woman, originally on a Phillips album called Broadway Blues Ballads. Before that, we heard Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood from the same album, a song that was later recorded by the Animals, and they had quite a hit with it in the 1960s. The flutist on that track was Rudy Stevenson, and he is the author of the next song we're going to hear, which comes from Nina Simone's 1965 Phillips album, I Put a Spell on You. And seeing as how this is the first Saturday of September, I thought we'd go ahead and play this Stevenson cut. It's another example of Simone operating in more of a kind of 60s pop setting with an orchestra behind her. This is One September Day, Nina Simone on WFIU.
Years they will come and go. Sometimes the tears will flow. Some of my memories will fade, but I'll always remember that one September day. It began and it ended on one September day. We met by chance, as people often do. But it blossomed, yes, it blossomed into something I never knew. Now it is in the past. They said it would never last. I'll not forget the Mohammed Bay. Not May or December, not June or November, but one September.
Daddy, you know what I wanna hear. I want some more and then some. That I love you only, dear. I want some more and then some. Of how you feel and then when you done told me about a million times how much you love me and you threw start right back in again. I've made the same mistake. I know the awful ache of a little heart that's been double-crossed. The waiting's been so long, so long. It's hard to be believing. I thought I'd missed my guess. Thought happiness for me was lost. I want more, some more, some more than some. You know how I love that stuff. Whisper from now on till doomsday, but I never, no, 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 ooh, I never, no, I never will get enough. Nina
Simone doing Billie Holiday's song, Tell Me More and More and Then Some, originally appeared on the Phillips album Pastel Blues, recorded in 1965. And before that, we heard One September Day, written by Rudy Stevenson and recorded in 1965 by Nina Simone for her Phillips album, I Put a Spell on You. Both of those tracks coming from the recent collection Four Women, the Nina Simone Phillips recordings. Billie Holiday, actually Nina Simone does a couple of songs either by Billie Holiday or associated with Billie Holiday on this collection. She also does Strange Fruit, a song that Holiday stamped so well that many people think she wrote it. She didn't actually. It was written by Lewis Allen. And Don't Explain, which was written by Billie Holiday and Arthur Herzog Jr. And I would definitely say that if there was a Billie Holiday of the 1960s, it was Nina Simone. And that's not to take anything away from Nina Simone. She's very much was very much her own artist and created her own identity. But if there's any musical singer or figure from the 1960s, and some people might make a case and might make a good case for Janis Joplin, but I would argue that Nina Simone is the singer that best epitomizes or exemplifies that era in the way that Billie Holiday did, say, the late 1930s and early 1940s. The next song we're going to hear comes from an album she did for Phillips called Let It All Out, and it's a song that she had recorded originally for her debut album for Bethlehem in the late 1950s, and kind of gives you, maybe in a superficial way, an example of how she never forgot the classical training that she had as a young person. She was classically trained on piano, and then, of course, went into doing jazz and blues and other things. There wasn't a lot of opportunity for an African-American young woman in the 1950s to really take classical training and go very far with it. But she does an interpolation of the Christmas carol, Good King Wenceslas, in this recording of Little Girl Blue, Nina Simone on WFIU.
Sit there, count your fingers. What can you do? Little girl, you're through. Sit there, count your little fingers. Unhappy little girl blue. Sit there, count the raindrops falling on you. It's time you knew all you can ever count on are the raindrops that fall on little girl. Ain't no use, old girl, you might as well surrender, 'cause your hopes are getting slender. Why won't somebody send a you.
Nina Simone doing I Love Your Lovin' Ways, originally from the Phillips album Wild as the Wind. And before that, we heard her second version, I believe at least her second, maybe her third recorded version of Little Girl Blue from the Phillips album Let It All Out. All of this available on a collection called Four Women, the Nina Simone Phillips recordings that Verve put out last year, covering the seven albums that she recorded for Phillips in the mid-1960s. And I have to say, there is so much good music on this set that I could easily do another hour-long program devoted to it, and I might just do that eventually, because it's just a real treasure of wonderful music from Nina Simone in all kinds of styles and by all kinds of songwriters, originals by her and people like Bob Dylan, represented on this collection. And then this next song, which I think is another example of how Nina Simone continues to resonate in the pop world today. I was talking earlier about how Sea Lion Woman had been remixed and kind of become a bit of an underground hit a couple years ago. This next song is one of the very first songs I ever heard by Nina Simone, and it really haunted me. It's just got a very compelling, melancholic quality to it. It really got to me the first time I heard it, and it's a song that Jeff Buckley recorded in the mid-1990s before he died. I think he was only about 30 when he died, drowned in the Mississippi, I think back in 1997 or so. And when Jeff Buckley recorded this song, he referenced Nina Simone's version. He said, "That's the only one that matters." This is Lilac Wine, sung by Nina Simone on WFIU.
I lost myself on a cool, damp night. Gave myself in that misty light. Was hypnotized by strange delight. Under a lilac tree, I made wine from the lilac tree, put my heart in its recipe. It makes me see what I want to see, be what I want to be. When I think more than I want to think, do things I never should do, I drink much more than I ought to drink, because it brings me back you. Lilac wine is sweet and heady like my love. Lilac wine, I feel steady like my love. Listen to me, I cannot see clearly. Isn't that he coming to me? Everything's so hazy. Isn't that he? Or am I going crazy?
feel I'm ready for my love. Feel I'm ready.
Nina Simone doing Lilac Wine, originally from the Phillips album Wild as the Wind, recorded in 1965, and now included in a collection called Four Women, the Nina Simone Phillips recordings. I tell you, you listen to that song late at night, alone in the dark, and that is a hard, hard song to listen to. It's just one of the, I think, one of her masterpieces, her performance of that, and I can definitely understand why Jeff Buckley related to it so well and wanted to sort of pay tribute to her when he did that particular recording. Our next song is a song that I first encountered when I heard Charlie Parker's version of it with strings. Very nice song written by Ralph Ringer and Leo Robin. And it's called If I Should Lose You. It also comes from the album Wild as the Wind. Nina Simone, you're listening to Nightlights on WFIU.
If I should lose you, the stars would fall from the skies. If I should lose you, would wither and die. The birds in Maytime would sing a lonely refrain, and I would
lost you.
Nina Simone doing Either Way I Lose and If I Should Lose You, both of those from the 1965 Phillips album Wild as the Wind. We're going to close out Nightlights with three more songs from this collection, the four women, the Nina Simone Phillips recordings from the last album that she did for Phillips, an album called High Priestess of Soul. And I think this pretty much in some ways represents the experience of listening to Nina Simone, particularly in this collection. We're going to hear A Brown-Eyed Handsome Man, written by Chuck Berry, The Gal from Joe's, written by Duke Ellington, and then Nina Simone's own Take Me to the Water, Nina Simone on Nightlights.
Arrested on charges of unemployment, he was sitting in the witness stand. The judge's wife called up the district attorney. She said, free that brown eyed man. If you want your job, you better free that brown eyed man. Crying across the desert in a TWA, I saw a woman walking across the sand. She'd been a walking 30 miles en route to Bombay to meet a brown eyed handsome man. Her destination was a brown eyed handsome man. A lot of trouble with a brown-eyed handsome man. Beautiful daughter couldn't make up her mind between a doctor and a lawyer man. Her mother told her daughter, darling, go out and find yourself a brown-eyed handsome man. Just like your daddy, he's a brown-eyed handsome man. Milo Venus was a beautiful lass. She had the world in the palm of her hand. She lost both her arms in a wrestling match to meet a brown-eyed handsome man. She fought and won herself a brown-eyed handsome man.
I'm going back home.
Nina Simone with Take Me to the Water. We also heard her doing Duke Ellington's The Gal from Joe's and Chuck Berry's Brown-Eyed Handsome Man. Thanks for tuning into Nightlights this evening. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday at 11:10 p.m. for The Connection, Jazz Musicians in the Living Theater. Production support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and from Soma Coffee and Juice Bar. Nightlights is engineered by Jason Stahl and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you good listening for the week ahead.